Welcome to Series 7 of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. For more news and views from the world of public health. Over the next few weeks, I can guarantee we won't be offering tax cuts, money for the NHS, or even free cuddly toys. Oh, sorry, jumped the gun on that one. Advanced press release from the three major political parties. That's next week's thing. Your vote for a cuddly panda. That's pretty tempting, you know. Anyway, to more important matters, like the public health benefits of the mighty Barnet's elevation back into the Football League. Now, I could talk about that for hours. Yes, but I suppose you'd get bored in the end. So how about the fact that everyone agrees we have a chronic housing shortage, so plans to build more should be applauded? Well, not according to the Chartered Institute of Environmental Health, who've called plans to build 400,000 homes on brownfield sites which were occupied by former factories as smoke and mirrors. If elected, the Conservative Party plan to establish a £1 billion fund over 5 years, which will be used to develop the new homes. Sounds okay. Until you dig a little deeper, if you'll excuse the pun. The funds are set to come from local authorities being forced to sell off their most valuable social housing. As the CIH point out, these tend to be larger houses which are in high demand and therefore tend to be lived in for longer. So the chances of them being vacated is less, meaning the money from sales will be hard to come by. Then there's the matter of contaminated land. With the current administration having watered down the legislation and cut resources to such an extent that many local authorities just don't have the staff to ensure sites are adequately cleaned up before they're used. That also leaves people already living on inadequately cleaned up sites from the 70s and 80s, which councils can't afford to deal with, in an even worse position and still exposed to possible risks to public health. There's been no announcement as to the standards that new brownfield sites have to reach before they're developed for housing, putting another big question mark in the way of the process. The thresholds produced for council house sales are also a bit interesting. At current levels, which would see houses worth over £320,000 in the South East forced to be sold off, there wouldn't be a single council house left in many London boroughs. Might be an idea if the policymakers got their boots on and went out with a few local authority officers before they put pen to paper in future. Anyone got a new fridge recently? How about a washing machine or a laptop? Well, if you did, do you know that the old one could have ended up as part of the 41.8 million tonnes of electrical waste that was disposed of across the globe in 2014? That's the equivalent of 1.15 million heavy trucks forming a line to the dump 14,300 miles long, according to the UN. Only 1/6 of all e-waste is recycled, Norway being the worst offenders, producing 28.4 kilograms of e-waste per inhabitant. Britain was 5th in the world table, with each person responsible for 23.5 kilograms every year. As well as its sheer volume, the waste also gives rise to 2.2 million tonnes of lead compounds, as well as mercury, cadmium, chromium and 4,400 tonnes of ozone-harming chlorofluorocarbon gases. Now the weather's getting warmer, how about ice cream? Or perhaps not if you're one of the 23 states in the US supplied by the Bluebell Ice Cream Company, who found themselves in the middle of a listeria outbreak, which has so far resulted in 3 deaths. The company withdrew all its products from sale last week after further contamination was found in samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Experts at the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have used whole genome sequencing to try to trace the outbreak, and now believe it could have started as far back as 2010. Things first came to light when inspectors took random samples from a Bluebell ice cream distribution depot in South Carolina in January. It's health and safety gone mad. and shoppers in Droitwich were amazed to see a sign outside their local shopping centre recently saying, "Danger, slippery magnolia petals." The centre managers explained that the petals became slippery when they fell to the pavement, so they thought they'd warn the shoppers. Very laudable, but wouldn't it be easier just to sweep them up? And then there's the vicar who fancied a pint but was sent packing from a wine bar in Ipswich because he was wearing sandals, and the manager feared he might get glass in his feet. The health and safety myth-busting panel has heard over 300 such cases where things have been wrongly banned in the name of health and safety. Well, I found out last week that the Independent Regulatory Challenge Panel, set up to hear cases where businesses feel they've been unfairly treated by enforcement officers, has heard just one case since it came into being. Thumbs up for the inspectors there, I think. The government has found itself guilty even before it's elected, after a ruling in the Supreme Court told DEFRA officials that they'll have to produce and consult on plans to cut nitrogen dioxide levels by the end of the year and then send them to the European Commission. Environmental charity Climate Earth brought the action in response to a 2010 survey that found safe levels of NO2 had been breached in 40 out of 43 urban areas. Levels were four times over the legal limit in choked London thoroughfares like Lambeth Road in Brixton and Putney High Street in Wandsworth, while it's estimated that EU limits won't be reached in the capital and the urban areas of West Midlands and West Yorkshire by 2030. DEFRA say NO2 levels have dropped on average by 15%. Since 2010, but campaigners point to the fact that the 29,000 deaths every year attributed to poor air quality don't take account the health effects of the gas, which predominantly comes from diesel cars promoted as fleet vehicles by the government through tax breaks. Finally, was I the only one who almost missed International Noise Awareness Day? April 29th saw the 20th anniversary of the occasion, which was the idea of the Centre for Hearing and Communication, aimed at encouraging people to address unwanted noise at home and in the workplace. I couldn't find a single newspaper article which mentioned it. I know it's not always appropriate. Maybe the organisers need to shout a little louder next year. Well, that's it for this edition. Now, with time running out, if you're not going to give me a cuddly panda, what am I bid for this fine vote? See you all when it's over.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60, will they give me 60 now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, "Oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, now $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid upon my $30, will you give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, now $35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid?"
I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here is written, produced and presented by Pete Hill. All opinions are purely personal and not related to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited.
Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of wrong, 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, 125, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and $800.